The California State Senate held the 50th annual Zeke Grader Fisheries Forum Wednesday to hear concerns about the sustainability of fishing practices. Fish populations face various challenges, including climate change and dams and rivers blocking fish from their natural habitat. In 2023, four hydroelectric dams blocking the Klamath River were removed, and there has been a notable increase in the number of salmon. Barry McCovey Jr. is the senior fisheries biologist for the Yurok tribe, who depend on the fish in the Klamath River. McCovey talks about successes he's seen from environment restoration efforts.
Largest dam removal project in history, probably one of the largest fish restoration projects in history. Fish are returning. We saw fish returning last year. Fish are starting to come back this year. We're doing a lot of restoration in the Klamath. There was a huge federal investment, and there's been a huge state investment into restoration in the Klamath.
McCovey says climate change is a major problem for sustaining fish populations.
We're seeing, you know, higher water temperatures. We're seeing catastrophic wildfire and the impacts that that has on fisheries. The tribe hasn't had a successful commercial fishery since 2015.
Charlton Bonham is the director of California's Department of Fish and Wildlife. He says fishers have been facing hardship, especially tribal members.
I mean no disrespect to our commercial sector. When I say some of the most emotional moments for me have been when our tribal chairs tell me they don't have fish for their beginning of creation ceremonies. I saw Chair Atterbury of Karuk last week because the leaders were in town for their tribal forum. Mm-hmm. And he told me for the first time in, I think, 3 years, they had fish for those ceremonies. That feels good, mm-hmm, compared to the worst alternative.
Wade Crowfoot is the secretary of California's Natural Resources Agency. He says securing funding for fisheries can be difficult due to the federal government.
All bets are off. I can tell you that we're working professionally with our colleagues in these federal agencies to make the case for continued investments. These are investments that support rural economies. They support the fishing sector. They demonstrate success. So our focus is doing what we can through state funding and, again, cutting the bureaucracy to get these projects in place and to continue to make the case. I can tell you this, as remarkable as the state investment has been, thanks to you all and Governor Newsom, it's not enough. You know, the federal government simply can't divest in our fisheries in order for our fisheries to recover. Just can't happen.
Federal funding cuts could affect Native peoples in other ways. A new report from Portland State University found that budget cuts under President Donald Trump's new spending bill threaten nearly half of federal funding allocated to Native American and Alaska Native nations last year. The congressionally allocated funds help provide clean drinking water, affordable housing, schools, transit, and land management. Officials say there are serious concerns among tribes in the Northwest about further cuts, including air quality funding. Reporting for KPFA, I'm Anthony Perrazzo.